welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we're going to continue on in a message, Taking Up the Mantle. And I would like to read a few verses from the book of Joel. And before I read that, I'd just like to give a little bit of an overview starting in chapter 2. And the prophet is speaking to the people of God. He says, "Blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand." And going on into verse 12, "Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Let the priests," verse 17, "the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God?" And then I'm skipping now to verse 23. "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month." And then this is speaking not just of physical abundance, but it's speaking of a spiritual abundance that is coming to the people of God. I'm pausing in my reading of the scripture here, but do you remember when the Lord gave an account in terms of the Old Testament, the book of Exodus? The Lord made a difference between the Egyptians and the Israelites. I believe the Lord is going to do that today. We're going to see God's favor and God's blessing, as well as his anointing, upon the people of God. As the dark gets darker, the light is going to get brighter, just by contrast. And God is going to do some wonderful things. So let's go on and read now. Verse 24, "And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil." Overflow, the reminds you of what? This 23rd Psalm, "My cup runneth over," right? And this is the significant passage. "I will restore." You know, some of you may have felt you failed God and you've wasted many years, and maybe you got saved later in life and you wish you could have known the Lord at a younger age and not made all the mistakes that you made. But the Lord says, this isn't me. This is what the Lord is speaking to our individual hearts and lives. And I don't know about you, but I don't know anyone who doesn't need some measure of restoration. This is God Almighty speaking, "I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and shall praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. I just want to obey the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, forget the former things, for I am doing a new thing in your life. I shall cause it to spring forth speedily, and shall you not know it? I will cause for the barrenness and the dryness of the land, and even the wilderness place it seems that you have walked in. I shall cause the desert to blossom as a rose. I shall cause, yea, the work of the enemy and the oppression and the hindrances that have come against my people to be removed, and I shall make a straight way before your feet. And I shall cause every valley to be exalted, and the mountains that have stood before you, seemingly impassable, I shall cause them to be brought low. And you shall go forth, and you shall proclaim the name of the Lord and the goodness of your God. My favor and my mercy shall rest upon you. Faint not, neither be terrified, neither be discouraged, says the Lord, for I am with you, and I will cause your enemies to flee from before your face. I will fight for you, says the Lord. Only trust me and believe in me and keep your eyes upon me, for I shall bear my holy arm in your behalf, and you shall not be ashamed. You shall have reason to rejoice for the faith and the trust that you have placed in the Lord your God. When many others would turn aside, others would turn away, you have held your ground, you have stayed faithful to your God, and as you have been faithful to me, so shall I be faithful to you. So let your heart be lifted up and rejoice. Know that I shall make a way for you, and those that who have opposed, and those that who have made light, and those who have not understood, even they shall be ashamed. But you shall rejoice for the goodness and the faithfulness of your God. And those who have not understood, those who have been hard of heart and stiff of neck, behold, I shall cause those barriers, those obstacles that the enemy has constructed around their heart and around their understanding, I shall cause it to be broken down. I will honor your prayers. Cease not in your prayers and petitions, but call unto the Lord your God, and I will do great and mighty things which you have not known. The half has not yet been told, beloved. So rejoice in the Lord your God, and see what I shall do, not only in your behalf, but in behalf of those who you've been praying for, says the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, receive that word, beloved. I believe we're going to see what all of our efforts we have, you know, you've been faithful to God, you've witnessed, you've prayed, and it seems it's like there has been no movement. But I, you know, there's a season, there's a timing of the Lord, and I believe now is the time we're going to see some wonderful things that God is going to do. Where was I? I was reading some verses out of Joel, was I not? Let me start at verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour, we are in the afterwards, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. That's all flesh, even those, even the wicked, they will not be able to deny that God has not ministered to them. Whether or not they will choose to respond is an act of their own will. God will not hinder the will of man. We get to choose what we desire. We get to choose God or we get to choose the domain of darkness, the choice is ours. And he pleads with us. He pleads that we would choose the good and the right way. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. And certainly that is coming to pass in the days in which we're living. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out my spirit. Do you know what? One of the things you can notice in those verses, he's not accepting anyone. He said he will pour out upon all flesh. So no one will have an excuse. And he goes on, and this is referencing the very end of times, I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And the sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord shall come. One final verse I have to share, and it shall come to pass that whosoever, beloved, whosoever, God's not putting distinctions, he's not making restrictions, but whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then, this is the verse I wanted to read out of Joel. This is just second chapter. The third chapter, verse 18. Says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Praise God. And so we're speaking now of an abundance of spiritual blessing that God is going to give. Obadiah 1 and 21 states, and deliverers shall go up on Mount Zion to rule and judge Mount Esau. And of course, Esau, if you remember, he spurned his birthright, his heritage, for a mess of pottage. And it says that Esau is indicative of the flesh. And so these deliverers are coming right into the church to judge or to purge out the flesh. And the glory of the Lord will protect the people of God as once again they receive the mantle or clothing of power that is theirs. Well, my time has flown in. Tomorrow we will turn back to 2 Kings, that second chapter, to see what Elisha did at that very last moment when Elijah was taken. I love you, beloved, and I do pray for you every day if you have needs. And I never make light of the serious battles and trials that God's people are going through. He allows them for our testing. I know they're not pleasant, but there is victory on the other side, and victory as you go through the valley of weeping. Praise God. The announcer is going to give our contact information. If you choose to email, that's wonderful. I will confirm receipt and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address, which will be kept between you, me, and the Lord. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.